Nothing spreads across a continent like disruptive technology. R. Holt, Recommendations for Gateway Protocols. Chapter 2. Flight. 14 hours later, they rode in an unmarked helicopter over some island in the South Pacific. Quinn sat on a bench in the cargo bay, trying to keep his lunch down, already regretting that he'd said yes. Kiara and Logan sat across from him, stoic as ever. They might as well have been out for a pleasure cruise. Kiara pressed her headset to her ear, listening to something the pilot was saying. She signaled to him and Logan, "We're landing." Thank God for that. A gust of wind buffeted the chopper as they descended. Quinn fought another wave of nausea. Jet travel, he knew. Helicopters were another beast entirely. The whole thing seemed so fragile. He was glad when they touched down. A security team awaited them on the helipad, 4 men cut from the same cloth, big shoulders, short hair, dark suits, and excellent posture. Quinn caught the glint of brushed aluminum under their jackets. Machine guns. Sweet Jesus. Kiara and Logan held up badges that got a careful look, but then they were waved past. 2 of the security men came forward and took Quinn aside. He started feeling nervous. These guys were huge, probably bigger than Logan, and that was saying something. Quinn Bradley, one of them asked with just a faint accent. German, maybe? He was even bigger up close. That's me, Quinn said. The man consulted a small notepad. No, a legal pad. His hands only made it seem small. Who was your favorite high school teacher? Quinn was surprised by the question, though he found himself answering without hesitation. Mr. Ribbing, his high school physics teacher, the one who'd first gotten him interested in engineering. Where was your mother born? Lebanon, Quinn said. The man just stared at him, unblinking. Beirut, Quinn added. He doubted the question was an accident. When were they going to get over the fact that his mom was born in the Middle East? It ticked him off a little, but not enough to talk back to these guys. The man lifted a hand to speak into his wrist. Clear Bradley. He waved Quinn past to where Kiara and Logan waited. Good security you have here, he said to Logan. You'll be hard-pressed to find any better. How do they know that stuff about me?
We told you. We ran a background check.
Logan shrugged.
Besides, they know everything about everyone. Oh, almost forgot. Here's your ID.
He handed Quinn a security badge. It had his driver's license photo and the words, Clearance Level 0, stamped in red on the front. Level 0? Seriously? Quinn asked.
Won't get you in anywhere except the cafeteria.
What's your level?
A lot higher.
A dark-haired woman in a white lab coat had hurried out from a nearby building. She got to the helipad and started sneezing. Kiara gestured at her.
Quinn Bradley, meet Dr. Veena Chaudhry. Welcome, Chaudhry said.
Quinn shook her hand, impressed by the strong grip. She was almost as tall as him, too. Nice to meet you.
Likewise.
Chaudhry turned abruptly to sneeze again.
Oh, sorry, it's my allergies.
Kiara and Logan started toward the building, which was long and low, like an army barracks. Quinn fell into step beside the newcomer. She looked to be in her mid-30s, had to be from India with a name like that, but the accent was puzzling. Not Indian, but not British colonial either. Are you a medical doctor? He asked.
Not quite. I'm an anthropologist. What about you?
I'm an entertainer, Quinn said. A stage magician.
Really?
She didn't seem terribly surprised.
They certainly have thought of everything.
Whatever the hell that means. The interior of the building belied its outward drab appearance. The corridors were brightly lit, the floors polished. Everything was spotless. It looked more like a research laboratory than anything else, if research laboratories had state-of-the-art security.